Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Sunshine Zombie Girl, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is, You Can Lead a Dog to Water, but Can You Make Him Drink? Over the years, I've taken my dogs to the veterinarian dozens of times for wellness dog checks, accidental poisonings, and other less fun things. When doggos reach a certain age, they're considered senior citizens. As we all know, the older someone gets, the more their body gloms onto health issues like a remora on a shark's back. Lover attained the ripe, youthful age of 13. He achieved his level up, so I brought him in to the vet for his reward of shots and getting felt up. He's not particularly fond of what people do to him at the vet, but he does love cookies and pets. The potential bribe has always been enough to keep him on good behavior while there. Due to COVID, no one enters the vet office except the people working there. I handed Lover off to a vet tech and waited for my phone call in my car. 15 minutes later, Lover's doctor told me that he acted like a puppy, but she heard a heart murmur. I went through this before with another dog, so I asked for the tests and waited longer. Lover's results came back a few days later. Everything looked good, thankfully, but his creatine was elevated. Creatine shows kidney functionality. Lover's levels were iffy. The vet told me she needed his urine. How do you want to get it? I inquired because I have never once in my life needed to get a dog to pee into a cup. We can get two techs to walk him and get it that way, or you can get it yourself, the vet informed me. I paused for a moment, envisioning the absolute fun involved juggling a dog leash, dog cooperation, and a container full of dog pee versus the extra charge for the vet technician's time. He pretty much puts everything out there, so I think I can do it. The next day, hands covered in vinyl gloves, I took the dog and a glass jar for a walk. Lover displayed everything that he had, and urine filled my container while making me grateful for the gloves. I dropped off the pee jar and waited for the next call. My vet did not disappoint. She let me know that Lover passed with flying colors, but he was on the dehydrated side. You know how some elderly people get dehydrated because they lose the urge to drink? That happens to dogs, too. I immediately offered up a harebrained idea. What would happen if I started giving Lover wet food? My vet fell in love with the plan and endorsed it. The minute I got off the phone, though, SS reminded me that I just purchased an entire bag of dry food. Dry bag food exists like the Sahara. Very little fresh life surrounds it. Water evades it. And it is an expensive thing to get rid of, I assume. 5 minutes later, my evil brain meats worked around the dry dog food conundrum. The only thing lacking in the desert dry bag was water. I poured water on Lover's kibble and stood back to admire the results. The one thing to know about Lover is that he is not a food hound, but he loves eating. He peered at the swimming kibble, then dove in spluttering. Clearly, this kibble would require a more finessed technique. He lapped down the extra fluid with purpose until he reached his food. Problem solved. I congratulated myself on my scheming until the next meal when I poured more water on his crunchy tidbits. He took a few tentative laps, then whined. 10 minutes went by as we stared each other down. Eat your food, I told him authoritatively. Whine! Which roughly translates, Mommy, be a doll and remove the H2O challenge so I can enjoy my food dry? I stood up and led him to his now soggy kibble. Go ahead, eat. Lover finally gave in and turned himself into the barrel of water that he pretended I was giving him. More meals went by with petulant whines and stubborn capitulations to Lover's persistent hunger. 4 days in, and Lover was no longer protesting the extra water. Instead, he turned his mealtimes into a puzzle. How fast can I lap water and bob for kibble? SS speculates that Lover will soon be able to get all the kibble out of the water without drinking much of it. I'm hoping he gets used to the extra fluid and his new barrel status. The only way to lead a dog to water, and hope he drinks it, is to bury his kibble at the bottom of Bowl Lake. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at ChrisKKArya on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.